Remember, the devil chooses the weakest moment, the weakest timing, and the weakest place. And he chooses the weakest person. Doctor says this, when your immune system is working properly, then the cancerous cells have a hard time staying cancerous. The immune system attacks them and destroys them, right? Our body produces cancerous cells all the time. But our immune system is able to fight them because the body is healthy. You eat healthy. There's a spiritual principle there. When your spirit is healthy, when you're full of love, joy, and peace, demons come, but they can't penetrate your wall, your force, your protection. They can't do it. But when you eat junk, and what is it, do I mean eat junk? You can be fed on the Word of God, or you can be fed on what the world feeds. And the world feeds, especially movies, music, they feed junk. And when you feed junk, your spirit, what happens? It weakens it. And then demons have more power. You start hearing. How many of you, does that make sense to some of you? Demons are looking for weaknesses in your spiritual defense so they can slip in unnoticed. They don't come in numbers right away. First one slips in quietly. Then he sees that I can live here. He goes, gets more and more. And that's why a person starts with one little addiction. And then it just expands into every area. And they can't control their life anymore. They spend everything they have on gambling. They spend everything they have on drugs. Something moves them. Something drives them. They can't help it anymore. And before you know it, they're in jail. So, what opens the door to evil, these evil creatures? Ready? Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a big one. Okay? You can't walk in love and walk in unforgiveness. If you still have unforgiveness, and I know they don't deserve to be forgiven, but God says if you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father doesn't forgive you. Okay? So unforgiveness, bitterness. I struggle with this one sometimes. Sometimes you could be doing a lot for people and then you get bitter because they never say thank you or they never do something for you when you need them. And I got to watch it that I don't walk in bitterness. I got to walk in love. What are the three things that will protect you from demonic spirits? Love, joy, and peace. That's it. You got to walk in love. You got to walk in joy. You got to walk in peace. You can't be depressed. Self-pity. You can't do that. Devil loves to come in through self-pity. Your self-pity first starts with self-pity, but then what comes in? Spirit of suicide comes in and says, you don't, if you kill yourself, then they really miss you. You know what I'm talking about. Self-pity. Rejection. This sometimes could happen when a baby is conceived. Because baby is, it's at its weakest, is in the mother's womb and then when she's small. Right? You don't know how many babies, our kids, are being molested and raped and abused in our culture right now. We have so much awareness, but it's crazy how much of this stuff happens. And then they start dealing with, because, see, demons look for a point of weakness. And then they slip in. They don't care. See, you might not fight with a baby. Because you're like, come on, that's a child. But demons don't care. They don't have that kind of a morality. They're like, okay, the baby is unprotected. We had moments when I come to my son's room at night, he's crying, he's like, there's something over there when he's little. And I felt it, I had to rebuke it, I had to say, in the name of Jesus, you leave. First I said, God, can you kick him out? I told you this story, right? Because I'm afraid of demons. And then God says, what? You kick him out. And I'm like, okay, in my name. Okay, get out. And parents, we need to do this to our children. We have to protect our children. We have to pray because they're the weakest link. In our homes, we have to protect their children. Hallelujah. At parental instances, unwanted children, sometimes when a woman gets pregnant and she doesn't want a baby, the baby needs love, even in the mother's womb. And when a woman rejects it, a child grows up with this spirit of rejection, says, nobody wants me. And then the spirits attach to that weakness and say, well, then kill yourself. Then hurt yourself. Okay? Pressures in early childhood, sexual abuse, molestation, child abuse, Satan doesn't care. On Dr. Phil, 2 weeks ago, I watched a lady who's been abused since she was 2 years old. She's about 40 years old. She starts sometimes, she has multiple personality disorder. She has 5 people living inside of her. One is 5-year-old. She starts acting like a 5-year-old. One wants to kill her. One is a CEO. One is 10 years old. Watch Dr. Phil. You can go on there. Multiple personalities. Type it up and you can watch that. It's not that freaky. At first it is. But then once you watch it, it's like, you know, not a big deal. Come on. People watch crazier stuff. What else? Emotional shock or sustained emotional pressure. This is where my story comes in. At 17 years old, I was working at a Citibank cafeteria. And I would stay late to clean up the place and organize everything. Everybody would leave, and I would stay till 2 in the morning. I would start at 5 and go till 2 in the morning. Everybody would leave at 10. One day, as I was relaxed, you know, washing, mopping the floor, listening to the music, you know, very loudly, my supervisor decided to walk in, you know, forgot something and walked in. And when she walked in, she yelled, you know, because the music was loud. And when she yelled, I had such stress. I don't know why, what I was doing. I wasn't living for the Lord, maybe, right, or something. I was so freaked out. I got so scared. My body became numb. I knew what to do because my parents taught me when in time of stress, fear, or anything like that, call on the name of Jesus. And I did. I started calling the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And I spoke in tongues since I was 12, 13 years old, so I started speaking in tongues. Since 17 years old, till about 24 years old, I struggled with such fear. Every day was torment for me to go into that place and mop the floors. I would be mopping the floor watching, making sure nobody else will scare me. I live in such torment. I would be afraid of dark places. I would be afraid of coming to church. I was already a youth pastor, then a pastor here. I was afraid of coming to church by myself. I felt like something is going to attack me. I got so mad. I'm a pastor. In Jesus' name. What am I scared of? And I just got so fed up with that spirit of fear. Walking around on my heels, I said, I'm going to deal with it. And one night, I came here about 10 at night to the basement by myself. And I said, I'm going to fight this as long as it takes till I'm free. I started fighting, praying. I started casting it out. And I started saying, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, you need to leave me. Now remember, this man was possessed by a legion of demons, so he was foaming probably and doing all those things. A lot of people don't do that. It's just one spirit of fear, you know, that got in somehow through that stress moment. And so there was no signs of me acting out or epilepsy or anything like that. That wasn't it. I just had fear following me. Some of you have that. And I started fighting. I fought till 7 in the morning. On my feet, on my face, whatever. I felt like things were coming at me, attacking me from the top, attacking me from the back. And they would come in waves. It's like these horses, you know. I imagine Alexander the Great and his team of cavalry just going, and then leave, and then make a circle, and then come again. And that's what they would do. They would make a circle, and they would harass me. And my thing was this. My thing was to run. Just run. Just get out of the church, get in your car and run. And I said, no, I'm not running anymore. I'm going to be set free today. I have the spirit of Jesus in me. He has died for me. This battle is not mine. He already has victory. At 7 in the morning when light came, I felt like I was free. But it had to be till 7 in the morning. I don't know why. And maybe you need to do that in your room. The thing is, the demons never touched me. I was always afraid that they were going to come and do something to me. They never touched me physically. It was all fear-based. It was all fear-based. I had Jesus. They couldn't do nothing. I had Holy Spirit in me, so they couldn't do nothing. But guess what? They tried to scare me. And when they scare you and you submit to it, they bring more. And they bring more things in your life. One thing I realized, that when I was casting them out loudly, I would do this. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. They would attack me stronger. But when I would do this, Jesus has defeated you on a cross. It's simple. You need to leave. You are not welcome in my life anymore. Guess what? They would be scared of that. I thought that that's when we yell at them, that they would run away. But in my battle, it wasn't yelling, because I was used to yelling. I grew up in Assembly of God. We yelled. We. But this was simple. It was like, you have to leave and you can't come back. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Since about that time, I have been free. I can be in a dark place. I can pray for people who have spirit of fear on them. And the spirit has to leave. Once in a while, it would come back and try to scare me again. I said, no. Can't do it. I just bring the name of Jesus. I don't fight it anymore. Because, see, the demons have been defeated. And they have to obey your word. You don't have to be afraid. Who's the Lord of your life? Drug and alcohol addictions bring demons. When you are in drugs, you open your doors way too wide. People tell me a lot about this one. They hear voices. They see little things sitting, you know. One guy said the demon was throwing shoes at him when he was drunk. I don't know if he saw that or not, or was that real or not. But, you know, some people say they hear people, somebody walking. Sometimes people say somebody opens the door in their house in the middle of the night. You have to stop that. You have to say, in the name of Jesus, you can't do that. I got to finish this message. If you want to, I'll get back to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I take 5 more minutes, please? Because I can't come back to this. I have to do this once because I don't want to scare any more people. Because next week might be new people coming to our church and, you know, they'll be like, what the is going on here? Sinful habits and acts, sexual perversion, immorality, pornography, idolatry, witchcraft, Ouija boards, cults, occults, psychics, fortune tellers, palm readers. That's what opens the door. Don't ever allow anybody to read your palm. Greeks had 2 levels of gods. And Greeks, if anything, Greek mythology is a broken, fragmented mirror. Okay, so we don't take it at any value. But they had 2 types of gods. They had Theos, which is the higher level of God, and Daimonos, which was the lower level of gods. Lower level of gods, were their job was to assign destinies to people. Now, my destiny as a Christian comes from God. I don't need demons to assign their destiny to me. When somebody reads your palm, they're assigning destiny to you. Whose destiny? Not God's destiny. Demonic destiny. God says, I know I thought the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts to prosper you, to give you peace. Demons... I had a friend, man, we went to Sumpire Fair, and there was this house, and when I was young, and she wasn't a girlfriend, just a friend, she said, I want to go check out my future at psychics, you know, they had those booths. She goes in, and I said, no, don't go there, that's demonic, my parents taught me well, and I said, don't go there, and she went in, and she started crying, and the lady told her, oh man, you're going to be this and that. And now I watch her life. It's a mess. None of those things happened. Actually, it probably made it worse. I'm not even going to go into these details because I got to move on. You don't want your destiny to be told to you by demons. Your destiny is written in this book. Hallelujah. You don't need to call psychics for your destiny. And if you did, you need to repent and rebuke that. You don't need to call, consult with Ouija board. You don't need to do none of that. You got the Lord, and you can go to Him. Hallelujah. And He can answer you. The Bible says, call upon me and I will answer you in times of trouble. We don't do that. A lot of people watch these shows on TV with occultic stuff. And then they think, wow, but they say they're Christians. Do you know that even Bible says, even test the prophets, what spirit they are from? See, between psychic and prophetic, there's a thin line. Because one is from God, one is from demon. But Bible says to test the prophets to see what spirits they're with. So even prophets you got to test. Make sure that the spirit of Christ in him, not some other spirit. We're not even talking about psychic. We know where it's coming from. Don't open the door to that. Don't show it on TV. Don't turn it on TV. Get it out of your house. Don't go tarot cards or anything like that. Don't do that. Close every door. New age, spirituality. A lot of people say, I'm not a Christian, I'm spiritual. What spirit do you pray to? If it's not spirit of Jesus, if it's not Holy Spirit, it's demonic spirit. A lot of people are deceived. That's a new thing. I'm spiritual. I'm not a Christian, I'm spiritual. What spirit are you praying to? That's demons. Yes, they might give you an aura. They might give you a dream. They might give you a tingling. But it's not from God. If you're not confessing, if the Spirit doesn't confess it's Jesus, it's not from God. You ask Him, who's your master? And if it's not Jesus, that's over. Jesus of Nazareth, the one who died and resurrected. Sometimes demons come in when people invite spirits. In some cultures, hunters go and invite the spirit of animal in order to hunt that animal. Sometimes they invite spirit of lion, like in Africa, they do this. They invite the spirit of lion so they can hunt a lion. And then those spirit that goes inside of him, yeah, they will kill a lion, but then he's going to bring, that spirit is going to bring a lot of other spirits. And then you're like, what's happening in my life? You won't hear this probably in other churches. And I had a battle to preach this message. I couldn't sleep all night. Not because I was scared, but because I knew God is going to set some of you free. And you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's three levels, and this is, I'm done. There's three levels that demons can come in. They can influence you, they can oppress you, and sometimes they possess a person. There's three levels of demon activity. Number one, influence. Do you remember Jesus said to Peter, stand behind me, who? Satan. When Peter was influenced by Satan, he was speaking on behalf of Satan. He said, Jesus, no, don't go to the cross. Jesus rebuked him and said, stand behind me, Satan. So that's a level of influence. All of us can fall up under them. Second level is oppression. That's when depression comes in. That doesn't mean the demons come in yet. And most people stay either on influence level or on oppression level, but they come in from the outside. Very few actually, you know, allow the demons to come inside. But we don't want them influencing us. We don't want them oppressing us. And definitely we don't want them to possessing us. Amen? Hallelujah. They're evil. They're waiting for the weakest moment. They want to bring fear. They want to bring torment. They want to hurt you. They want to hurt your family. They want to bring disorder into your family. That's what they do. That's their nature. And Jesus doesn't just want to heal your body. He wants to set you free. There's other things that I could talk about. John 10:10, a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come to give life and more abundantly, or to the fullest. Yeah. And so you can have life and more abundant life. Hallelujah. Don't let him in. Best thing to do is don't let him in the first place. But if there's something tells you that I'm describing you, either influence, oppression, or possession, you need to be set free. How do you become free of demons? Number one, make Jesus the Lord of your life. Tell Him to come into your house. He's already knocking anyway. He's already, you don't have to beg Him, will you come in? No, He's already knocking. Invite Holy Spirit to live in your physical house, in your mind. Name of Jesus is what sets us free. Guys, can you put Matthew 28, 18? And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Next verse, 19. Go therefore and make disciples. Now notice, Jesus doesn't give us His authority. He says, go in my authority. There's a difference. He says, when you are with me, you can have my authority. If He gave me His authority, I might get too big in my own head. My head might get too big. So He says, go in my name. Okay? Number two. So invite Jesus, invite Holy Spirit into your life. Renounce Satan and his work. So Satan, you're not the Lord of my life anymore. You can't live in my house. I'm evicting you. I'm serving you an eviction notice. I'm expelling you. You're done. You're not going to come to me at night. You're not going to come and ruin my sleep and my joy. You're not going to give me thoughts of suicide or thoughts of anger and suspicion. You're not going to do that anymore in my life. Number three, get into the Word. Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let me tell you this. This is the truth. I have seen demons leave people while I was preaching. I have seen people run out while I was preaching. Some run out. Some get set free. You didn't run out. Hallelujah. That means you're free or you're going to be set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to make a prayer right now. If you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, He's not the Lord of your life. On a count of three, I want you to raise your hand. Go ahead, guys. Turn up the lights. Yeah. On a count of three. If you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, you need to make Him the Lord of your life. Hallelujah. One, two, three. Raise your hand high. Hallelujah. 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 Now, if what I was talking to you about today, maybe you got supernatural anger. Maybe you have things that are bounding you. Maybe you have supernatural fear that's not from God. I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my home. Come into this temple and live in it. Now, every other spirit that doesn't confess as Jesus is Lord cannot live in my house, cannot live in my mind. I serve an eviction notice to every evil spirit, to every foul spirit, to every spirit of fear, to every spirit of perversion, to every spirit of lust, to every spirit of greed, to every spirit of anger, to every spirit of bitterness, to every spirit of hate, to every spirit of racism. In the name of Jesus, you cannot live in my house. And I evict you now. Some of you will feel pressure and you just need to breathe out. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on. Let's people worship prayer spirit in this place. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit that's not of God to leave God's people. Every spirit of sickness and disease, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. Every lying spirit, I evict you in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. You can be set free now. This is not a joke. You can have life in abundance. Life of love, joy, and peace. Some of you ladies have a jealousy spirit and you need to get rid of it. In the name of Jesus, I command the jealousy spirit to go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Seducing spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, church, begin to pray. God is doing His miracles here right now. Some of you are going to be free from sickness because some things are going to leave you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to set the captives free. And that's what I'm doing right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set captives free. You perverse spirit, leave this house now. You spirit of bitterness and unforgiveness, leave in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Some of you are freaked out by this, but this is the Word of God. We don't do this all the time. We rarely do this, actually. This is probably the first time we're doing it, but this is something that I felt God wanted me to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That spirit that causes anxiety in your life, I command it to leave your life in the name of Jesus. That spirit that causes arthritis in your body, I command it to leave in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Plead the blood of Jesus in this place. I plead the blood of Jesus in this place. I call on the presence of Jesus in this place in mighty concentration power in this room. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, and do your mighty work. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, let's sing. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy. The holy presence of Jesus is in this place. The sweet aroma of His presence is in this place. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, I feel the presence of Jesus in this place. And when Jesus is in this place, the spirits, the demonic, have to leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to sing to Him your own song, your own words. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, you are so holy, Jesus. You are holy, 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 holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Oh, allow Him to burn everything that's not of Him in your house. Oh, yeah. Come on, stand to your feet and begin to worship Him for a few more minutes. Come on, stand to your feet. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, begin to lift your hands and worship Him for deliverance, for freedom. Hallelujah. We're receiving corporate freedom in this place now in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
entertain your worship. Oh, hallelujah. 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 For you are holy. Hallelujah. Holy.
Everything is going to change in your life. Everything. You feel the presence of God in this place? Hallelujah. 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 Our service is over. And if you want to leave, go ahead and leave. But the rest of you, whoever wants to stand in this presence, you can still stick around for a few more minutes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Andre, go ahead, go on drums.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, lift up your hands.
Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and worship Him. Hallelujah.
Today, you're going to go tell others. You're not going to keep it to yourself. You're going to go to your house, to your home, to your friends, and tell what the Lord has done. You know what happened to that demoniac? In John, it says, you have that scripture, the last scripture, guys, if you could put up, where he went to preach to 10 cities. That demoniac, he went out and started preaching in 10 different cities of that region. Then disciples came to heard about him and came to Jesus. Let it go. Come on, let it go. Let it go. They came to Jesus and said, we saw a man who's casting out demons in your name. And we forbid him. Because he's not with us. He's not walking with us. You know that scripture, Jesse? If guys, if we can find that scripture quick, let's put that up. Now John answered him, saying, teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name. And we forbid him because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, do not forbid him. For no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me. For he who is not against me is for me. I believe that that's that man going out and preaching. And now he himself is casting out demons. See, what the Lord has done for you, he gives you power to do for others. What are you going to do? Are you going to be happy now that you've been free? Because man, you've been free. You accepted by faith. What are you going to do with that? Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What are you going to do? Are you going to go tell others? Or are you going to be just happy on your own? What are you going to do? Are you going to fill your house with the Holy Spirit? Or are you just going to leave it empty and say, ah, now I'm free. Things are going to get in order. I don't need God. That's a dangerous place to be, my friend.